Jumanji!
An adventure for those who seek to find a way to leave their world behind.
Featuring David, Judy, Ben, Peter. Leilani, narrator 1. Nora, narrator 2. Ashley, mother. David, guide/father.
Now, remember, your father and I are bringing some guests home after the opera, so please keep the house neat.
Yes, please do.
Mother peered into the hall mirror and carefully pinned her hat in place, then knelt and kissed both children. Goodbye.
Mom!
Their laughter slowly turned into silence. Peter slouched into a chair.
You know what? I'm really bored.
Me too. Why don't we go outside to play?
They set off across the street to the park. Then Peter ran behind a tree. When his sister caught up with him, he was kneeling at the foot of the tree looking at a small, thin box.
What's that?
It's a game.
Jumanji, a jungle adventure game.
Look, this note says, free game, fun for some, but not for all. P.S. Read instructions carefully.
Want to take it home?
Not really. I'm sure somebody left it here because it's so boring.
Oh, come on. Let's give it a try. Race you home.
At home, the children spread out the game on the card table. There was a board that unfolded, revealing a path of colored squares. The squares had messages written on them. The path started in the deepest jungle and ended up in Jumanji, a city of golden buildings and towers. Peter began to shake the dice.
Put those down and listen. I want to read instructions. Jumanji, a young people jungle adventure, specially designed for the bored and restless. Step 1. Player selects piece and places it in the deepest jungle. Step 2. Player rolls dice and moves piece along path through the dangers of the jungle. Step 3. First player to reach Jumanji and yell the city name is the winner.
Is that all?
No, there's one more, and this is in capital letters. Step 4. Very important. Once a game of Jumanji is started, it will not be over till one player reaches the golden city.
Is that all?
Here, you go first. 7. Line us up. Move back 2 spaces.
Gosh, how exciting.
Turn around very, very slowly.
He turned around and couldn't believe his eyes. Lying on the piano was a lion staring at Peter and licking his lips. The big cat jumped on the floor. Peter was quickly up on his feet, running through the house with the lion's whiskers linked away.
Peter ran upstairs and dove under a bed. The lion tried to squeeze under, but his head got stuck. Peter ran from the bedroom, slamming the door behind him. He stood in the hall with Judy, gasping for breath.
I don't think I want to play this game anymore.
But we have to. I'm sure that's what the instructions mean. That lion won't go away until one of us wins the game.
Can't we just call the zoo and have them taken away? Or maybe we could wait until Father comes home.
No one will come from the zoo because they won't believe us. And you know how upset Mother would be if there was a lion in the bedroom. We started this game, and now we have to finish it.
Peter looked at the board game. What if Judy rolls a 7? Then there would be 2 lions. For a moment, Peter thought he was going to cry. Then he sat up firmly in his chair.
Let's play.
Monkey steal food. Miss one turn.
From the kitchen, they could hear the sound of banging pots and falling jars. The children ran to see a dozen monkeys tearing the room apart.
Oh boy, this will upset Mother even more than the lion.
Quick, back to game.
Peter took his turn. Thank heavens he landed on a blank space. He rolled again.
Monsoon season begins. Lose one turn.
Little raindrops began to fall in the living room. The rain began to fall in buckets as Judy took the dice.
Dad gets lost. Lose one turn.
The rain stopped. The children turned to see a man hunched over a map.
Oh dear, pretty bad luck we're having. Now perhaps a right turn here will help. No, a left turn here. Here, no, over. Looks like I'm lost.
Judy just shook her head and handed the dice to Peter.
4, 5, 6. Bitten by tsetse fly. Contract sleeping sickness. Lose one turn.
Peter gave a tremendous yawn and fell asleep, head on table.
Peter, wake up!
As much as she tried to wake him, it was no use. She grabbed the dice and landed in a blank, so she rolled again and looked at her card with amazement.
Rhinoceros Stampede, go back. 2 spaces.
As fast as he fell asleep, he woke up. Together, they listened to the rumble in the hallway. It grew louder and louder. the whole house. Judy and Peter covered their ears and rolled the dice.
Python sneaks into camp. Go back one space. Over the fireplace.
Judy sat down again, nervously eyeing the 8-foot snake that was wrapping itself around the mantel clock. Peter took the dice and rolled a 3.
Discover shortcut. Roll again.
Oh, dear.
Judy saw the snake unwrapping itself in the clock.
If you roll a 12, you can get out of the jungle.
Please, please, let me roll a 12.
Judy shook the dice. The snake was wiggling his way on the floor. She dropped the dice from her hand. 1 6, then another. Judy grabbed the piece and slammed it on the board.
Jumanji!
Suddenly, everything was just as it was before the game. No monkeys, no snakes, no guide, no lion. Upstairs, no rhino. Without saying a word, they threw the game in the box and bolted out the door across the street and dropped the game under a tree. Back home, quickly, they put a puzzle together. They were so tired they fell asleep when the puzzle was half complete.
Wake up, dears.
Judy opened her eyes. Mother and father had returned and their guests were arriving. Judy gave Peter a nudge to wake him up. Yawning and stretching, they got to their feet.
Did you have an exciting afternoon?
Oh, yes. We had a flood, a stampede. I got sleeping sickness and...
Well, I think you both have got sleeping sickness. Why don't you go get your in your PJs and you can finish your puzzle and have some dinner.
When Peter and Judy came back downstairs, they found that Father had moved the puzzle and put it on. While the children were working on it, one of the guests brought them a tray of food.
Such a hard puzzle. My sons, Danny and Walter, are always starting puzzles and never finishing them. They never read instructions either. Oh well, I guess they'll learn.
I hope so.
Judy and Peter were looking out the window. Two boys were running through the park. It was Danny and Walter Bunwee. Then Danny was carrying a long, thin box under his arm.